call this meeting to order at 10:38. Next up, we have roll call.
Karthik Tripathi here. London De Guzman's here. Sean Reddy Doolam
here.
Sophia De La Cruz
here.
Nolana Munoz
here.
Martin Castillo
here.
And then our advisory council is James, Carol, and Eric Roy.
Present. Next up, we have action item approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
So move. London De Guzman move to approve the agenda.
I, Charan, read it to him, second.
Motion by London, seconded by Charan. Do I have any oppositions? Seeing that there is none, agenda is approved. Next up, we have action item approval of the minutes of June 10, 2025. Do I have a motion?
I, London Guzman, move to approve the minutes of June 10, 2025.
I, Sophia De La Cruz, second.
Motion by London, seconded by Sophia. Do I have any oppositions? Seeing that there is none, the minutes of June 10, 2025 are approved. Next up, we have public comment. Public comment is intended as a time for any member of the public to address the committee on any issues affecting ASI and or the California State University East Bay. Seeing that there are none, we'll be moving on to unfinished items. Seeing that there are none, we'll be moving to new business items. First up, we have action item A, ASI administration manual updates. The executive committee will take action on updates on ASI administration manual. Do I have any motions?
I, Rolando Munoz, move to take action on ASI admin manual.
I, Charan Reddy Doolam, second.
Motion by, so do I check for opposition now and then they discuss?
Yeah.
Do I have any oppositions? Alright, start you.
So this is Rolando Munoz. As previously discussed in the last XCOM meeting, the admin manual needs updates on these key points. The removal of chair position, chair board, the position doesn't exist anymore, clarification on VP internal responsibilities, and additions of director of community role.
Any further discussions? Seeing that there are none, we'll be moving on with a vote. All those in favor, say aye or raise your placards. All those opposed, say nay or raise your placards. All those abstain. Seeing that there are no oppositions and abstentions, the item passes. Next up, we have action item, ASI student government office hours policy updates. The executive committee will take action on updates on ASI student government office hours policy. Do I have any motions?
I, Rolando Munoz, move to take action on student government office hours policy update.
Second. I, Charan, ready to move, second.
Motion by Rolando, seconded by Charan. You guys can discuss. Mm-hmm.
The purpose of this update, as discussed previously, is that the BOD must maintain a minimum amount of office hours a week. So this update is meant to provide more clarification on the communication of expectations of the board.
Any further discussions? Now we'll be moving on with the vote. All those in favor, say aye or raise your placards. Placards down, please. All those opposed? All those abstaining, the item passes with a clear majority. Next up, we have action item C, ASI student government vacant position appointment policy updates. The executive committee will take action on updates on the ASI student government vacant position appointment policy. Do I have any motions?
I, Rolando Munoz, move to take action on the student government vacant position appointment policy update.
I, Sophia De La Cruz, second.
Motion by Rolando, seconded by Sophia.
So the policy is, its purpose is to articulate a fair and transparent and impartial procedure for the ASI government positions in terms of the appointment process. So some key points of updates are positional applications will be seats through Google Docs, so the removal of base sync, and there will be title renames for ASI VP Internal Affairs as well as VP External Affairs in the policy. And there'll be the removal of the chair and senate appointments.
Any further discussions? Now we'll be moving on with the vote. All those in favor of approving this policy, raise your placards or say aye. All those opposed? All those abstaining? The policy is approved. Next up, we have action item D, ASI first year mentorship program. First year mentorship policy updates. The executive committee will take action on updates on the ASI first year mentorship policy. Do I have a motion?
I, Rolando Munoz, move to take action on the first year mentorship policy update.
I, Charan Redidulam, second.
Point of order. When we make a motion, it's to like approve or adopt or something instead of just take action. So you may want to add.
Gotcha.
Just say it again.
I, Rolando Munoz, approve to take action.
Move to approve.
Move to approve to take
Move
action.
To approve
Move
the
to
updates
approve.
On this policy. Right?
Yeah.
The updates to this policy.
Charan, one second.
I, Charan, one second.
Motion by Rolando, seconded by Charan. Floor is open for discussions.
So, some key items that this update will have is clarification of the description of what the mentees will gain, as well as lessening the requirements of letter recommendations for the application itself, and then clarification of the application and deadline.
Okay. Any further discussions? Now we'll be moving on with the vote. All those in favor, please raise your placards or say aye. All those opposed? All those abstaining? The motion passes. Next up, we have action item E, ASI RSO event funding policy. The executive committee will take action on updates on the ASI RSO event funding policy.
I, Charan Redidulam, move to approve the updated ASI RSO event funding policy.
I, Sophia Delacruz, second.
Motion by Charan, seconded by Sophia. Discussion.
So this updated policy is mainly focused on grammar and clarity. No major changes have been done except for the categories list and the logo and the end note where it says, what does it say? Failure to complete any of these requirements within the 10-day window will result in the RSO being ineligible for further events. That said, the RSO has to give a brief presentation after their event to the one of the ASI bi-weekly meetings. And nothing much has been changed so far on it.
Any further discussions? All right, we'll be moving on with the vote. All those in favor say aye or raise your placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? The motion passes. Next up, we have action item F, ASI seat funding policy. The executive committee will take action on updates on ASI seat funding policy.
I, Charan Redidulam, move to approve the ASI seat funding, updated seat funding policy.
I, Sophia Delacruz, second.
Motion by Charan, seconded by Sophia. Any discussions?
So, this is the revision of the previous version where we just cleaned up the grammar just like the previous funding policies. Everything else stays the same, and I recommend we approve this version.
Any further discussion? Now we're moving on with the vote. All those in favor say aye or raise your placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? The motion passes. Next up, we have action item G, ASI Student Cultural Graduation Funding Policy. The Executive Committee will take action on updates on the ASI Student Cultural Graduation Funding Policy.
I, Charan Reddy, do move to approve the ASI Cultural Student Organization Cultural Graduation Funding Policy.
I, Sophia De La Cruz, second.
Motion by Charan, seconded by Sophia. Any discussions?
So, it's the same thing that we have just cleaned up the grammar and made policy easier to follow for students planning cultural graduation, where usually this was complicated for students to apply for. And it's the same thing, like, I also want to recommend to approve this as it is written.
Okay. Any further discussions? I will be moving on with the vote. All those in favor say aye, raise the placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? Motion passes. Next up, we have discussion item H, BOD meeting exemption for Germaine Villegas. The executive committee will discuss granting an exemption to Germaine from attending board of director meetings for the fall 2025 semester.
Germaine. Okay. I previously talked about this with KT before I tried figuring it out with the nursing department. Because we have clinicals, which is basically where when we go to hospitals, and most of the time it's from 6:30 to 4 p.m. And in that particular class, you could either have it on Monday or Wednesday. But my problem is that for this semester, I didn't get priority because registration for that specific clinicals was different from what we do with the portal. It's within like the nursing department, so I didn't really get priority for being an ASM for that. And I tried sorting it out with one of the nursing professors and some of like the president of the clubs for the nursing program. And our first idea was trying to reach out to all of my other classmates, seeing if they were willing to swap out with me, but nobody really reached out. So my last resort was to refer to the policy of where ASI could give me an exemption for one semester to skip the bi-weekly Wednesday meetings because it doesn't really work out with my schedule. And yeah, I have provided a letter saying from the nursing professor that if I do skip this class, it would delay my graduation. So it's really important for me to take this class. And I've also proposed stuff that I could do to make up for it, which is listening to the meeting minutes. And then I talked to Snae about it too. And she suggested that maybe I could talk to the chair and ask if I could email or comment about it before the meeting starts through email. So.
Oh, this is KT speaking. I think we can definitely make it work and grant this exemption. About the chair part, are you talking about the minutes or the agenda? Cause,
like the agenda,
yeah,
beforehand.
It would
yeah.
be the agenda. Okay.
And then after, I would listen to the meeting minutes
yeah.
too.
Okay. And then would you be covering up for those missing 2 hours? So would you be adding, would you want to add those 2 hours in your office hours to
yeah,
make up for it?
I'd be willing to do 7 hours in total because 5 hours required for the director
yeah.
and then plus 2 for the
okay.
meeting, just to make it fair for everyone too. Yeah. And then for the next semester, I could guarantee that I do have priority because the section that I am in is on top of like whoever picks their classes first. So for the spring, I could definitely choose my schedule.
This is KT speaking again. I think I'm okay with this exemption, but I would want other XCOM members to also weigh in and talk about what they think. Sophia.
This is Sophia De La Cruz speaking. I would also be okay with this exemption, especially because if Germaine does skip it, then it will significantly delay her graduation. And I've also seen the policy, and I don't see why we shouldn't when it's already written in the policy as well.
Martin? Yes, Martin speaking. We've definitely done this in the past. Having been here for 15 years, we've had several exemptions like this. It's not anything new. This is the first time that I've seen somebody propose how to make up for it, so I really appreciate that part. Yeah.
Any further discussions? Seeing that there is none, we'll be moving on with the agenda. Next up, we have special reports. Seeing that there are none, we'll be moving on to roundtable remarks. Any remarks? Seeing that there are none, I adjourn this meeting at 10:53 a.m.